This is an interview with Hazel Baxley for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program by Evelyn Jones, November 18th, 10 a.m. Okay, now, don't worry about that. Okay, tell me something about your neighborhood and your childhood, where you grew up in.
Well, it was on the north side of Youngstown. Very nice neighborhood. I came from a large family, 11 children, 8 girls and 3 boys. Mm-hmm. And the school I went to was Parmalee until I was time to graduate, and then there wasn't enough in the class graduate, so I had to graduate from 7th Jefferson School.
Do you remember what school was like? High school and grade school?
Well, I don't remember so much about grade school. I think I remember more about high school. It was Ram High.
To go to the Metropolitan. Is that where you first worked?
No, I graduated in 1922, and I had a friend at that time was working for Jones Hewitt, and they needed a new employee, and she told me to go, and I got the job. They had like 3 departments, I guess you'd call it. It was fire insurance, casualty, and bonds, and I went in the fire insurance department. I learned, and that was quite interesting. I liked my boss very well then. I liked it real well. And then I stayed there for 7 years, and they split up Jones and Hewitt. Hewitt went by himself, and Jones went by himself. And there was an opening at the Metropolitan, so he was alone. And they asked me if I'd like to work there. So I said yes, only I didn't want to be a teller. I never wanted to handle money. So I went as a, I guess the company was small. There wasn't too many employees. I was secretary. I'd never seen a mortgage note or deed or liens, but I learned it. It was very interesting. And I learned how to do that. I had to answer the telephone. And then after I was there a while, I handled the insurance on the mortgage loan. I like bringing people to come in, and then after I was there so long, allowed to take applications from people who wanted a loan on their home, and we just one thing grew and grew, and I just liked it real well, and that's why I stayed there so long.
Mm-hmm. Who was your first boss?
You mean at Jones Hewitt?
At
Metropolitan. Oh, Bruce Jones. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bruce Jones.
What year did you start there?
1929.
And the company was started in 22.
Yeah.
Can you describe when you first went there, what the office looked like and what a typical day was like for you?
Well, the bank didn't open until 9, but we had to be there at 8:30. So we all got there at 8:30. You got your desk and everything opened. And it was small. Mr. Jones and I had a very small cubicle. In fact, I he move his chair back, he almost hit my typewriter. Very small, and there was just one chair by his desk and two by mine. And three people come in, more than three people come in, while one had a stand. And it was very close, and I had for that reason, I had a noiseless typewriter, too, rather than, you know, the standard, because of the noise in there. Closed at 3, we never left till 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Did you have Saturday hours too?
Yes, when I first started there, we had to work Saturday mornings, and because I was new and didn't know anything about it, I had to work a lot of Saturday afternoons when I first started there. I knew what I was doing and could handle it, but I began to get Saturday afternoons off too.
Yeah, do you have any antidotes? Yeah.
I remember when I didn't have to go back anymore on Saturday afternoon, Mr. Bruce Jones used to have a few of his friends in and they played bridge in the back room. And I was out front there and I said, I don't know, I guess they must have got the feeling sorry for me. Anyway, he came out and told me I could go home, and from then on I didn't have to work anymore Saturday afternoon.
What were some of the changes that you saw in the first 5 or 10 or 15 years in the office, the surroundings around where you worked, or in the office, personnel?
Good then, I mean economically, mm-hmm. And I think just the, we were glad to make whatever mortgages we could, open savings accounts, and I just don't think there was too many changes in the office at that time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the, like, big days, like when the stock market crashed, or when the major days like that in the savings industry that affected them? What, I wanted to ask you, as the company grew and changed, how did your job change? You were there for quite a few years.
Well, more and more responsibility was placed on me. Like when I first was allowed to take the application from people who come in and wanted to get a mortgage. Then after a while, I was able to sign them up and explain the note to them and explain the mortgage to them and tell them about the fire insurance and that they had to carry on their home. And any questions they had, I'd try to answer, and I learned more and more about what I was doing. And then, of course, when things were bad and they had to start to foreclose on people, why, I, at that time, if we foreclosed on someone and they owned other property, we were allowed to put a lien on it, or if they owned vacant land. And I had to keep a sort of a diary on that. One was for 2 years and one was for 5. And then they'd have to renew it again. I don't know what they do about that now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another job, because of course when we were small, I was the only one to type, so naturally I had to do everything that required typing.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it because I was learning something all the time. And I liked the people I worked for. I liked Mr. Jones very much. He was very strict, but he was very nice to work for. If he explained something to me and I didn't understand it, he'd say, "All right, Hazel, open the door and come back in again." That's what he always said.
Do you remember when Bruce Jones left?
The year? No, I
just don't. And who took over then?
Harold Waller. Mr. Harold Waller was an attorney, and he took over, yes.
Mm-hmm. Had he worked there before?
No, he was just, he was connected with A.M. Henderson, was the company's attorney, and he was in A.M. Henderson's office. When they had the directors meeting, I had to keep track of that and then call all the directors to make sure we had a quorum. And sometimes it was mighty hard because at that time they didn't pay them anything for attending meetings. I don't just remember what year they started to pay them for attending, but they didn't then. And sometimes it was mighty hard to get them to come.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to make several telephone calls. But I had to always make sure we had a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And when that meetings first start, they had to dictate everything that happened. And after that, Mr. Jones would just make notes on a paper, and I was able to follow. And then he would correct anything or any questions I had to
mm-hmm.
write up about.
Mm-hmm. The 4th of July.
Oh, yes, and I remember, too, thinking back to when I just started there. I don't know, when I was working the Saturday afternoons, one 4th of July, Mr. Jones called me up and wanted to know if I couldn't come down for a couple hours. And I wondered why, and he said because he wanted to dictate the minutes from the directors' meeting. So I said, well, I went down, and then he dictated a few more collection letters to me, and I said I stayed a couple hours, but I didn't get paid anything extra for it then.
He didn't have a picnic.
No, and then at interest time, too, while I never wanted to handle money, we all stayed and helped with the interest. And I usually ran the tapes and checked back the tapes because I didn't handle the money and I didn't trust myself adding it on. But that was my part of the job while the others did the adding on. And that sometimes it happened, you spent an afternoon or you could work into rather late at night. Then they always took us out for dinner, so that took care of that.
Looking back, what changes do you think maybe should have been made while you were there? Is there anything that you can think of that maybe at the time you thought should have been done? Or?
You mean back years ago?
Well, as long as you worked there, you know. Do you think it grew too fast or maybe too slow? Or?
Oh, no. I don't think Mr. Jones ever wanted us to grow real big. If we had to, with progress, you have to go ahead. There's no way to stay back. I think that was good because it gave confidence to people that we were growing. And I think back in those early days, employees would help each other where as time went on, whatever their job was, they'd do just what that job required rather than to help out if they could.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like I wasn't a teller or anything, but yet my interest had to be added on. And July and January, then they did it twice a year. I stayed to help by running the tapes. And I think when you're small, you work closer together than when you grow larger.
Mm-hmm. What was it like with Mr. Waller. He was only there a few years.
Comparatively. Well, he was in entirely different than Mr. Jones to work for.
Was he not as involved with it?
He didn't. He didn't seem to take the same interest. I don't know just exactly how to say it. He wanted to be head of that, but if he could, which was all right, if somebody came in and wanted to make an application for a loan. He could have taken it many times. I'd be busy doing something, but still he'd ask me to do it. And I did it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But in that way, I don't think he was, I don't know how to say it, as interested maybe in the company as Mr. Jones was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then it wasn't long after that that David Jones came in.
Yes.
And you worked for him?
Yeah, he was very nice to work for. I liked him very much. He was very fair, and he was very considerate, and I got along with him very well. In fact, he said I could work there until I was 88 years if I wanted to. So
by that time, the company was getting pretty big, though.
Yes, it was getting bigger. We had moved upstairs. When I first started there, we just occupied the downstairs. Then we, as we grew, we went upstairs, and I was upstairs with the three men upstairs. I was the only girl upstairs. And they had remodeled the building and put an elevator in, and it was real nice. I had a much larger office, too. In fact, mine was larger than Mr. Jones's, Mr. Dave Jones. His was small. But I said, because people came up, stepped off the elevator, and would wait there to wait for him.
Mm-hmm.
It was real nice. That was nice. And I retired in 1966 after 37 years.
Then why did you work there all those years? Because you enjoyed it? Or?
Because I enjoyed it, and before I retired, I wanted to have a certain amount of money in my savings account, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I liked my work, and I didn't have a family, and I just didn't want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, so I just stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
They treated me okay, so there was no reason to leave. If I felt they didn't want me, I wouldn't have stayed that long.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you think important to add now that we didn't cover?
Computer business here.